Art is too important not to share. Welcome to the Allie and Callie Artcast.
Hi, I'm Allie.
And I'm Callie. And hello, everyone.
Hello, everyone. Live from Coeur d'Alene and Emerge.
I love this gallery.
I do, too.
It's very cool. And I love this space. And I love that they refurbished and remodeled this great old building. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you haven't checked it out, don't forget to check it out.
I know. You know, my mother said this about the Emerge Gallery years ago when it was in the other location, that she thought it was New York quality. And ooh, I always think of that when I walk into the gallery.
It does.
Because it is a
It has
really,
that feeling.
It does.
It definitely does.
Yeah.
And we were a part of the remodeling crew, actually.
Yes,
remember
we
that
were.
Day? We painted. I painted black.
So did I.
Yes, we were in the office.
Yes, it inspired me.
Or not the
me.
Office. We were in the... What was that? That
kitchen.
Room? The kitchen.
Yeah.
Yes.
But
we did
we
other rooms.
And then we went up the spiral stairs and
yes.
painted the office.
We did. We did
yeah.
a lot.
I painted a little in the gallery, in there, not the gallery. The,
in the shop.
The gift shop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was fun.
So painting black actually inspired me to paint my basement black.
And it looks so cool.
And it is pretty cool.
So you have a gallery style in your basement.
I do.
It looks really cool.
I know.
You're way too
I'm
cool.
I'm way too cool.
I'm so
cool.
glad I know you.
Well, I just got through helping Callie learn her lines for
I
the
know.
Upcoming gypsy role
yes.
she's playing.
It's, you know, sometime at the end of this month, so April 26th, and it's been a challenge because I've had this forever cold that will not go away.
Right.
That's just sticking in my throat, so I'm losing my voice. Lost my voice. Some of it's coming back, but you know, when you have 80% of the lines of the show, it's really hard to say them when your voice is cracking. And
right.
Then you have like 7 of the songs
right.
that are yours only.
Right.
Only yours.
Oh, boy.
It's like, oh, boy. And they're big belty songs, so it's like, oh,
is there a
so
song that goes, you asked for it, you got it.
Yeah, it should be that, man. But I'm excited because someday I will be over this cold, and it will be awesome.
Yep.
But I thank you for your help because not everybody likes to do it, especially people in my family.
I bet. Well, they've probably been doing it for a long time.
For many years, yeah.
This is my first time.
Yeah, so you've been a great help, so
oh,
I appreciate it. So
well, it's
coming along.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
And
well, you know what else is coming along?
What?
Art Walk is a week from Friday.
Yes. And we're very excited because one of our favorite events is coming up.
Our very favorite event.
Yes.
The Ceramic Throwdown and Cup Frenzy. I'm saying that right, right?
Yes.
So that is...
Why, we're at Emerge and we're here with Jenny
Hegstead.
Yes. Welcome,
Hi.
Jenny.
Hi.
Thank you guys so much. It's always so fun to chat with you.
Yeah.
Well, it's fun having you on. It's always great to be in this very creative space.
Yes. Absolutely. Well, yes. we want to promote the Throwdown because,
yes.
first of all, we were here last year.
Yes, we were.
We came to that. We want to make sure everybody gets their VIP tickets. So
right.
we'll talk more about that. But
yes.
we came last year and had so much fun.
So much fun.
I mean, not only do you come early and you get to pick out all these fabulous mugs while people are, it's literally a frenzy.
It is
There's
literally
no joke
a frenzy.
About that word. And
right.
Then you can have a little libation, you know, there's music playing. And then you get to watch these talented clay makers.
Clay
is that
makers.
What you want to call them? That's not it.
Potters.
Potters. I'm still on medication. I'm on medication. I like clay makers.
I like that actually works
yeah, I
just
know.
Fine.
Anyway, but it's amazing. Everybody should come. So why don't you tell us just how did this all come about, Jenny?
Yes.
How many years have you been doing this?
This is our 4th year. We wanted an event that would support the pottery program, which has always been a part of Emerge.
Mm-hmm.
And we wanted an event that, you know, so we're looking at all these different ceramic type events, models. Years ago, when I was with a different arts organization, we had a bowl fundraiser for a while that was really popular.
Mm-hmm.
But it involved soup And yeah. So there's, you know, logistics there that right. we were trying to avoid. Mm-hmm. And anyway, so a couple of my good friends and potters that are involved in the program, we kind of all came up with the Throwdown competition in response to the British show, The Great Throwdown. And Maya Rumsey was really excited about that and some of the challenges that she had seen on there that were really fun. And we just thought people would really enjoy that. You know, I think it's always just mesmerizing watching potters throw on the wheel and, you know, and create. And then when you add that, these extra fun elements like blindfolding them or, you know, throwing like a 5-minute teapot into the mix, it just gets, it gets really wild and fun. And the competition, the other really great thing about it is there are more novice potters involved all the way to like the very professional level. And it's been fun to watch. It's been fun to watch some of the more novice potters make it pretty far in the competition, and then seeing who is the, you know, champion,
the big winner.
Of it all. The big winner. So, and so we've started out where we had kind of the MC and judge was one person, and that's kind of evolved. So this year, Maya Rumsey will be the MC, and she'll just kind of keep things moving along and people in the know of what's happening. And then Gina Fruin with Trackside Pottery Studio, Gina will be the judge
this year.
So that'll be super fun. And last year, Gina competed, and Maya's, of course, competed in the past too, but we'll have both of those ladies in charge and keeping the fun going.
Good. So that's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, I last year got a Maya Rumsey mug and a Gina Fruin mug.
You did.
Yes.
You are a lucky duck.
Yeah.
I am a lucky duck.
I got a Maya Rumsey and I got someone else that I don't remember at this point, but I love my mugs.
Yes.
And I'm thrilled. I mean, they're hot items.
Oh,
sure.
Yeah. So all getting your the VIP ticket that we talked about earlier.
There's only 50 available.
Okay.
Right. So they're $45, gets you in at 4:00. And yeah, that if you are somebody that's in the know of some of the potters that have contributed cups, you're going to want to get that VIP ticket.
Come
so you can make sure that you can get one of those cups. So yeah, so it gets you in an hour early and your choice of two cups and your drink, and then you just get to hang out and be part of the party for the rest of the evening because you already did the hard thing.
That's
You're right.
Right
there. And then the rest of the night, you get to watch them do all their amazing timed...
Timed competitions.
And
so great.
Back to the, you know, back to the cups. So we have, like I said, a whole list of professional potters that have contributed. They are, you know, all cups are donated to Emerge to help us raise funds for the pottery program. Many of these cups are valued at $60, $70, $80, $100, $120. I mean, they just, you know, they're expensive. So the VIP ticket, you know, you're still getting a heck of a bargain a love cup. So anyway, so that's something.
And how many? I know last year you had over 300.
There's going to be around 300 cups again this year. We don't have our cups are still trickling in. So I don't have an exact number yet.
Right.
But, and we have cups from, we've already mentioned Maya a few times, and Gina Fruin, Chris Kelsey, who's also at with Trackside. His cups are beautiful. Made and Told, Klein Time Ceramics, Goblin Pottery, Silver Pines, cups from Casey Loveland, Sheila Grubb, Eric Rogers, who's one of our instructors here, L. Hark Ceramics, many, many others.
Right.
But those are some of the ones that people might recognize that have a lot of ceramics in the area.
Right. So just to give you a feel of what it's like to walk in, first of all, if you get your VIP ticket, all these people are standing in line because they obviously want to be the first ones allowed in at 5.
Oh, yeah.
But you get to pass all
at
those
four.
People at 4 and get in. And you go downstairs into the pottery studio, and it's kind of like this little maze where you wind through, mm-hmm. and then you get to where all the cups are.
And you hear this angel voice. Oh.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden you're scoping out. And I know you have to be fast, because there was one mug I saw that I wanted, and I didn't get it fast enough. Somebody snatched it up.
Yeah.
It's fun.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. And they're all beautiful. I mean, you can't go wrong.
And
even after the VIP, you can still get mugs.
Yes, you can still get
that
great
mugs.
So
everyone is entitled to purchasing 2 mugs before 8 o'clock. Mm-hmm. After 8 o'clock, it's however many you want to get after that.
Oh, nice.
And I will say that we did have quite a few cups all the way up until 8 o'clock, and then it was cleaned out.
Wow, that's
so
great.
So that's the extra frenzy comes
at the very end.
8 o'clock when you can get more. But yeah, we want as many people to be able to get cups as possible, and so we keep it at 2 cups per
person. I think
that's
fair.
I think that's great.
Then as you wind, after you pick your cups, you wind through and you get to the little wine bar. And they will put wine in one of your cups if
wine,
you want.
Wine, beer, cider, seltzer. And then also, new to our event this year, we have a new sponsor, which is Doma Coffee Roastery.
I love Doma.
Roasters. Everyone loves Doma.
I love Doma.
And this event just made so much sense for us to come together and partner on. Mm-hmm. Doma will be here with 2 or 3 coffee choices as well. And so in one of them, they have a coffee liqueur drink that they're doing,
ooh.
But you'll be able to purchase those. And again, those proceeds will go back to Emerge also, mm-hmm. but they'll be here, have their baristas here doing their thing. So that'll be kind of fun.
That's
oh,
nice.
Fun.
Yeah.
That's smart.
Yeah. And then all of our beer, seltzer, cider all comes from Laughing Dog and Summit Cider. So.
Oh, nice.
Yes. We love them too.
Love our sponsors.
Yeah.
Gotta love our sponsors.
Yes, for sure. And then our other big sponsors are Parker Subaru and Washington Trust are supporting this event as well. So we're really thankful for them.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
And so that allows you to do a lot of really cool
right.
things.
Yes. And, well, and it allows for all the proceeds made at the event to go actually back into the program, mm-hmm. and not pay for the expenses
everything else
of the event.
Mm-hmm.
And mm-hmm. also want to make a quick note about accessibility. So we've had a few questions over the years. If you are not able to go down our stairs, please contact us. We have put this in, it's on our website, in the event information. You can email us directly to emergecda@gmail.com. And we will provide a person that will go through and FaceTime with you, video time with you somehow, and make sure that you get a cup that you love also.
Oh, that's awesome.
So just reach out and let us know, and we can make that happen.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice. So everybody gets to participate.
Yes, we hope so.
Yeah.
And you asked about music.
Yes.
Yeah. So we are so lucky because our friend Jilly FM is coming to town just to do our event. Also probably to visit some family and friends. But Jilly is one of our absolute favorite DJs. And she was a part of our community for many, many years, but is now living in Boise. That comes up. It has come up last year and then is coming up again this year to do the event. And she is so much fun. So that just keeps such a fun vibe going the whole night. Mm-hmm. And people in between the throwdown competitions are dancing and grooving and checking out all the ceramics and the gallery exhibits. So yeah, keeps it really fun.
Greetings, listeners of the Allie and Callie Artcast podcast. This is Jason from Tubbs Coffee Roasters. Keeping art alive and culture relevant is the heart and soul of our community of creatives. And as a local coffee roaster who loves a good origin story of a painter or a farmer or a musician, we proudly support the Allie and Callie's Artcast podcast's expansion and exploration through positive conversation. So grab a cup of coffee, preferably one from Tubbs Coffee Roasters, and tune in, humans. Your ears will thank you.
For all your screen printing needs, trust the local you can count on.
Pyramid Printing has been a Coeur d'Alene favorite for over two decades.
Specializing in screen printing, embroidery, signs, banners, and stickers, for all jobs, big and small, just give Eric a call.
Email us at info@pyramidprintingcda.com or give us a call at 208-664-0254.
PyramidPrintingCDA.com. All right, so then we come back to the throwdown, which is really my favorite part.
The competition. I love
the competition.
It's
and
exciting.
The thing that makes it so exciting is that they are blindfolded.
Well, not always. Not always.
Oh, they're not always
not
blindfolded?
Always.
Oh, I thought they always were.
No.
So usually there's one challenge that's a blindfolded challenge. We have 13 different participants. So again, you know, all the way from novice to very professional. It's a bracket system. Mm-hmm. So we'll have two wheels on our stage and two people will compete and then one moves on. And then it just goes like that until the end. Mm-hmm. Each competition takes, you know, is like 5 minutes and under. But they're different every year. Mm-hmm. So we're always trying to find new challenges, but we've had the tallest vase. You know, the 5-minute teapot's really popular for our last challenge because that is
hard. I bet that's tough.
That's going to be some pretty upper skill level to do that. But we've had, so there's a throwing off the hump, which is you have a really large mound of clay on the wheel, and then you're just bringing up a small amount and making like a cup, cutting it off, and then make another cup, cut it off, make another cup. They did a sake set that they had to make off the hump. So that was a pretty difficult challenge. And yeah, so they're so fun. And again, it's everybody, I feel like all the competitors are just having fun. Everyone's in really good spirits and kind of cheering each other on. Mm-hmm. So.
It is. I know. It's
a good time.
It is. There's a lot of energy when that event goes on.
Mm-hmm. Yep. There's a buzzer. There's a big countdown. Maya's been, you know, counting things down. So there's lots of anticipation and, you know, is the potter going to make the thing in time? And
who will be the grand potter?
So what happens to the pieces that are created? We just
smush them up. And
you do?
Yeah. Nothing really, is made with them. We have thought about throwing in a special silent auction type item where a potter will throw something and somebody can bid on it.
I love that idea.
But that would be separate outside of the competition.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah. So we have a few things that are going to be new and different to this year, but I'm not ready to disclose all
that's
of them.
That's okay, because people need to come and be surprised.
And see what happens.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. It's super fun.
Well, just to put an idea in your head, maybe next year you guys might take the winning piece and finish, you know, have it be done and sell it or auction it off, because I think that'd be cool.
Yeah.
Because not only are you getting a cool piece of pottery, but you're getting the winning.
Yeah,
it's bragging rights, you know.
Yeah, those pieces I'm not sure would look like they would if they were created
with a lot of time. They might look like I made them, Allie.
Right.
I don't know.
I'm just thinking back to like the 5-minute teapot one year, and we had two professionals up there, and I'm pretty sure their teapots didn't look anything like what they would normally create.
They might not like them.
I'm not sure that they
don't put my name on them.
But that's why we were like, well, what if we had one of these ceramic artists that just was doing that and just threw something that people could bid on, and that could be really fun.
Yeah, that's
exciting. They would just be focusing on that, not under the pressure of the competition. But
that'd be great.
Yeah, that's probably a better idea.
I know. I get where you're going.
Right.
Yeah. But there is that like integrity.
I bought this for $500. It's a little lopsided. I love
it's
it.
It's art.
It won.
So what else do you have planned for this year for Emerge? I know you have a lot of things, events throughout the year, but what do you got after the throwdown?
Yeah, so after the throwdown, we're going to be focusing on our Dinner with an Artist and Chef series. We have two of those coming up, one on April 19th and one in May. And these are, they're really special, intimate dining experiences where there's just 30 people all seated together, and there'll be a 9-course meal with wine pairings that complements an artist's work, or maybe it complements, it's derived from the artist directly. So whether it be from foods that are inspired by their upbringing or where they're from, or maybe the concepts behind their work. So the one coming up in April is going to be with artist Jen Erickson, and then the chef will be Adam Hegstead.
Oh, Adam. And
I think I've heard of him.
I think I have too.
So Jen is, she's an artist here in Coeur d'Alene. She also teaches several art courses at NIC and has been there for many years now, has just a fantastic arts instructor. Her art has been shown here at Emerge in several gallery spaces in Spokane and Ellensburg, Seattle, across the Northwest. And her art is really interesting, very conceptual, and I think people are really going to enjoy listening to her talk about the concepts of her work and kind of the history and development of it over the years. And then Adam has created a menu that really is inspired by her childhood upbringing. So it's going to be
great. Oh, fun.
Yeah, and the dinner will be held at Honey in the cozy basement. And then Jen will have a lot of her work on display. And then, like I said, we'll just kind of talk throughout the dinner about her pieces.
Oh, that's going to be fun.
The one in May is going to be with a local sculptor, Chris Grubb.
Chris.
Yes. Yeah. And Chris is, he got into sculpture not even that long ago and is rapidly making a name for himself in creating permanent outdoor sculptures, life-size forms. His sculptures are often bringing to life people, but also some really strong concepts are involved in his pieces as well, which is, it's really interesting to hear him talk about those stories. I mean, he's tackling issues of, you know, anxiety, claustrophobia, just many, many things that often when we think about bronze sculpture, we don't think about, like, you know, these big concepts and meanings behind them. So that is what he will be bringing to that dinner and talking through his sculptures over these past few years. And so I'm really looking forward to that too.
Yay.
Yeah. Those are great. And, and are those tickets available to the public, or are those pre-sold?
So they're available to the public and they're on our website.
Okay.
And on our, you go to our website, you go to the calendar, you can look them up there. Going back to the throwdown, all the VIP tickets are also on our website under, again, the calendar and events tab. The throwdown's going to come up immediately, so you can grab your VIP tickets there.
Right.
Right. And that is emergecda.com.
Yes.
So be sure to visit and see what options you have to events that you might want to attend.
Yes.
And you do also have classes, of course, the teaching pottery.
Yeah. So Emerge really has, you know, houses like three main things under our roof: our gallery space, which also doubles as a performance space, and then our store, Yours, which has over 40 local makers, best place to buy gifts in town.
It is, yes.
Because you're supporting your community, but there are some really amazing things in there. And then our downstairs, which houses our classroom spaces, our full pottery studio, mixed media space, dark room. Really, you can learn so many art forms down here from really exceptional instructors.
Yeah. So you can go on the calendar.
Yeah.
And see
all
what's
the
available.
Classes are there. All the pottery classes. There's typically six or so a week. And right now we have painting, printmaking, fiber arts, going on. There's a lot to choose from.
Oh, fun.
And the classes range in ages from 7 all the way on up.
So, right.
That's great.
Yeah. So they have adult classes and youth classes and in between classes.
Big summer program that we're going to be posting here real soon too for youth. So.
Oh, fun.
Yeah. We're doing some really fun things with that. We're partnering with Core Climbing this year.
Oh.
So 4 of their summer camps will have an additional Emerge art class that you can add on to their camp that we do there at Core Climbing. So they do their whole climbing thing in the morning, and then you spend the afternoon doing art with us. Loving that. That's going to be really, really cool.
Oh, cool.
That's great.
I wanted to jump back to the throwdown for just a minute, because there's one aspect of it we forgot to talk about, which is also a really awesome part of the event, which is the gallery exhibit.
Right. Oh, you're right.
So that's our substance exhibit, and we have 20 local regional ceramic artists that will be featured in that show. Again, you know, Emerge is all about supporting our up and coming artists. So we have a wide range of ceramic artists that are involved in the exhibit, but exceptional pieces, beautiful pieces that and fun and interesting. There's just some great ones this year. So you will get to kind of peruse around the gallery exhibit while you're keeping your eye on the throwdown.
Right. So. Yes. Last year, I wasn't supposed to, but I did anyway.
Yes, you did.
Bought 3 beautiful lamps.
And they're so cool.
And they're so cool. Every morning, they're in my sunroom. And every morning, I get up and I flip them on and I leave them on all day. And it's just this low light in the corner. And I love them so much. I was going to only buy one.
And then you couldn't help yourself.
They needed to stay together.
They did need to stay together.
Everything's better in threes.
Yeah, right?
You have 3 children.
And Callie's like, I knew you were going to do
that. I knew it. And I was debating, and I knew you were going to do it. I'm like, let her do it. Let her have all 3.
Yes. Yes. So I'm glad you brought that up. The exhibit is also really cool.
That's Art Walk on the 12th.
The Ovation Company, in partnership with the Chalkboard Agency, is committed to improving the climate and culture of our schools. The number one indicator for student success is connectedness, feeling like you are part of something. Nothing helps connect people like a good story. After all, isn't a podcast a way to share and collect stories? The Chalkboard Agency's mission is to connect the world of education through the stories that bond us all. To find out more, visit thechalkboardagency.com. And if you have a story to tell that you believe would help young people to be kinder to one another, reach out to the Chalkboard Agency and let us connect you to the world.
Add a little flair to your special events with Scraps Barbecue, a great catering choice for your next gathering. Specializing in golf tournaments, sporting events, weddings, and other family-friend gatherings, their commercial kitchen can be on-site, or you can choose to have a fully catered meal delivered right to you. Known for their authentic Santa Maria-style tri-tip and tequila lime fish tacos, they can customize the menu to meet your needs for groups of 20 to 2,500. Contact Kevin at kevin@scrapsbarbecue.com or check them out on Facebook.
All right, so we've talked about a lot of the events. So what are the funds that you raise used for?
So again, all the funds raised during the Ceramic Throwdown Cup Frenzy go to our pottery program. Our pottery program costs close to $100,000 a year to run between our clay, all the clay, so much clay, and our instructors, to upgrading equipment, to, you know, all the glazes and supplies. So it's a big expense. And this fundraiser really helps to keep it going and keep it at the quality that Emerge is known for, too. But we do get to use some of the funds for equipment that we've been needing. And last year's funds, with the addition of some grant funding that we received, we were able to purchase 8 new pottery wheels. So we're super excited. We had wheels that I purchased from a local potter, Tim Mosgrove, who I learned pottery from, but I purchased his studio wheels, which were already at least 20 years old. So we have some old wheels that have been, I will say, still doing their job.
Right.
But it was time for an upgrade and to not need to fix them so often and things like that. So last year we really needed a hand building station. So we were really starting to move in the direction of having more hand building classes. So we were able to build a very large table, standing height for the hand builders. So that was also exciting. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then this year we are making a goal of adding a pug mill to our studio, which is a pug mill just recycles all your clay, basically.
Oh.
Yeah. And it would make our studio so much more efficient. It would make us, we'd be able to reuse all of that clay. You can recycle it by hand. It takes a million years.
Nobody has that time.
Such a process. Yeah, right. That's why we never get to the bottom of our giant buckets over there. So adding a pug mill would just really make it so much more efficient, especially now that we've doubled the amount of classes that we're having. And so that's our big goal. And our second big goal is to add a second kiln. So we'll see if we get there this year. We're not quite sure yet, but so
that's, I hope so.
That's great.
That would just...
I had no idea it cost that much.
Oh, yeah.
I just didn't know.
Ceramics are an expensive sport.
Yeah. It's really been interesting. You know, inflation, I think we think about that like with our groceries. We all know we're seeing it with our groceries and we see it with gas or with, you know, these other type expenses. But our cost of clay has more than doubled in the past few years. So it's a big expense now. Mm-hmm. And same with, you know, glaze materials. Mm-hmm. They're not mining some of the ingredients hardly ever anymore, and so then they become, you know, just so expensive, so
hard to get.
Wow.
So your money's going towards the next
good
year
stuff.
And towards our instructors, which really are part of our aspiring artist community. Also, they need to be supported.
That's important. Yeah. What else do you have at the very end? What's it called?
The block party.
The block party,
which at one point was the pop-up show.
That's
and they would do a surprise location. But when they moved to this location, well, you tell the story, Jenny.
Yeah, you know about it. No, let's tell it. No, you tell it.
Okay, so when Emerge started, and it's actually how Emerge started altogether, before we had a brick and mortar space, we were doing pop-up shows for a couple years. And we continued that tradition even after we moved into our building of finding a vacant location downtown that we could then go into, transform in a week into, well, really in 4 days, into a art exhibit / performance / big party. And we did that for numerous years, you know, after we lost our first space in a fire. And then we relocated here, and we went to have the pop-up, but our location fell through in the last moment. We did some quick acting and thinking, and we took over our whole space here. So even turning our classroom into a gallery space and utilizing the outside, the street, the parking lots that are by us, that our neighbors were willing to let us use, and we threw a block party instead. And after that, we just decided we were going to continue doing that because it made so much sense. You know, we put so much love and effort into this building, and vacant buildings are really hard to come by these days.
That's true, downtown
Coeur d'Alene. So we're kind of running out of options anyway. But why not just keep it here and keep, you know, have people
come
here. So so that's how that happened. And every year we put out a huge open call to the arts community to submit pieces. And we have hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of submissions a year. And we bring together a jury of arts professionals to vote in the pieces, mm-hmm. and then we start going through the process once they're all accepted.
And how many do you usually accept?
We usually accept between 350 to 400, give or take a little, depending.
Because right. it's a huge show.
Yeah. It's a huge show, goes both floors, and typically in our gallery, we only show one or two artists. Our vision for exhibits is to really give a lot of room and space to each piece and to the artists so that the art can really be taken in how the artist intends. Mm-hmm. But during the block party, we get a lot more packed in there. And it's a different experience, and it's really fun too. It's really fun to do that once a year and just have so much in here to look at, because there's definitely something for everyone. Mm-hmm. And again, the spectrum when we talk about aspiring artists is so wide. I mean, I have seen some of the most exceptional art I've ever seen come through our block party. In fact, one of our very first shows, there was an amazing ceramic sculptor that I couldn't even, I mean, his sculptures were of leather suitcases and lots of like metal objects. Mm-hmm. And you literally, even standing in front of them, could not tell that they were made of ceramic. And then we have pieces from high school students that are really wanting to learn about the process of being in exhibits and, you know, and how to apply to things online and mm-hmm. how to, you know, get involved. And so it can be this really great learning experience. Mm-hmm. But it's a big variety of artists. Along with this huge gallery exhibit, we have 35 to 40 different performances throughout the evening, mm-hmm. both on our stage in the gallery to the stage outside in the parking lot that's behind us. Mm-hmm. And that's musicians to aerialists to breakdancers, mm-hmm. poets, a mm-hmm. whole variety of performances. And then we have a green space on there on 2nd and Sherman that the resort, shout out to them, lets us use each year to throw our silent disco.
Oh, yeah.
So fun.
That's where that is.
Yes.
And that is so fun. There's usually, you know, a few different DJs involved. Dancers put their headphones on. No one else can hear it but them. And then they're dancing over there. And so you can have all these.
I can't wait to do that.
It is the most fun. I mean, I almost forget that I have a job to do. Because I just want to stay over
too
there
much fun.
And dance the whole night. So there's so many elements. You know, we usually have 4,500 people show up for the event. So it's big. Mm-hmm. It's definitely become one of Coeur d'Alene's favorite signature events, kind of kicks off summer. Mm-hmm. And it's such a good time.
What's the date on that?
The date this year will be July 12th.
Oh, fun.
And it will go 5 to midnight.
Okay.
We always throw a little pre-party the evening before July 11th, about 6 to 9. That is ticketed, but if you're a real art enthusiast, it's, again, kind of like the VIP tickets for the throwdown. It is worth the, I think it's only like $20 to come to the pre-party, because that is where we see the most art sales happen. So if you want to get, pick your piece, that's the night to come. And then we have some really special, usually musical events that take place that evening too. And it's just fun to check it all out before it's like so jam-packed in here. And it does get busy. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a great event.
Yeah.
So much fun.
So much fun.
And I just love the crowd that comes out. I feel like that brings out just such this like diverse group of people all together in Coeur d'Alene. You know, one of the things I'm the most proud of this event, outside of course, being able to exhibit art from so many different artists throughout the years, is we have never had one incident where we've never had authorities have to be involved, anything, because I think people just know that, you know, it's a place to come together and just celebrate being a community and celebrate the arts. And it's just always so
and
peaceful.
Celebrate and being human.
Yes.
Really
just
great.
All together. It's
and
just it been seems so like much fun.
With the block party, there's so many more young people there, which I love seeing. You know, because at Art Walk, you don't always see the younger people. I mean, it's getting a little better, but not always as prominent. But at the block party, I love seeing like the sidewalk chalk artists and just, you know, and you have booths, they're selling their, you know, all kinds of different things they're selling. And just the amount of people out there, like you said, it's a very diverse crowd.
Yeah.
It's a younger crowd. I mean, it's all ages, but I love seeing the younger people out and experiencing art.
Which, you know,
it just, I want more people to come out all the time.
Yeah.
Enjoy
well, and
the
I
art.
Think that's one of the things, you know, like with Art Walk, that is a challenge to educate people is that this is not just for older people that have money.
Nope.
Right.
And I think what Emerge does is kind of bridge that gap a little bit and say, you know, here's all this art that is very accessible for a really wide range of economic positions, right?
Yeah.
So you have art. I mean, we have, it's all across the board at the block party, but there are definitely going to be many, many, many pieces that you can pick up for much less than you'd expect. Going into an art gallery, you know, and I think that's really important aspect of all of our events. Again, you know, the accessibility aspect with the Throwdown event. You know, you are going to be able to get one of these amazing cups for $15. All the cups are $15, you know, so it is a fundraiser for us, but it's also this really amazing opportunity to pick up, you know, what might be a Maya Rumsey cup that's
for an amazing price.
So kind of, you know, in the block party again, like with all the performances, you know, that you often have to pay to go see these people, you just get to show up and hang out with us. It's all free.
It's a great event. Don't miss it. July 12th.
Don't miss it.
There's so many good things.
Mark your calendar.
Mark it. Or check Emerge's calendar.
Or check Emerge's calendar.
And on our website, you can join our newsletter. I highly recommend doing
that. There you go.
We are letting you know twice a month all the things.
That's
all
perfect.
The events coming up. If you're an artist, we're letting you know about all of our open calls, which are all up on our website for the entire year already. So we're letting you know about these dinners, about, just all the things, all the classes when they drop. So I really suggest signing up for the newsletter.
Right. And that is emergecda.com.
Yes.
And you take artists in this is it just Idaho or is it the region?
It's more the region. The majority of our artists are from
this
Coeur d'Alene,
yeah.
Post Falls, Hayden area, but we do work with a lot of artists from Spokane and then just kind of regionally. Hoping that we get more artists to come out and participate in Coeur d'Alene.
Great. Well, this is so much
fun. Well, I know. And we really appreciate all the work you do. And I can't not mention the fact that you won Woman of the Year, I think, is what it was called from the Seroptimus. What was it called?
She's like, don't mention it.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, well, now I'm embarrassed.
Now she's blushing, if you could see it.
Definitely the Seroptimus Awards are for women.
Yes.
And I won in the arts and culture category.
Yes, she did.
That's
and it
awesome.
Was well deserved.
Thank you.
Yes, congratulations. Award winners.
Oh, yay. Oh. Yes.
I'm surrounded by them.
You are.
It's awesome.
You lucky duck.
I am. I'm lucky. It's awesome.
Well, thank you again.
Oh, yes.
We are so looking forward to this
cannot
year.
Cannot wait.
Yep. Yeah. Cannot wait.
Yeah. Christian got a room at the resort, so we're spending the night.
Yes.
That night, we're going to play and go right to bed.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, we'll see how long we last.
Yeah, right.
I can't wait to see you guys.
Oh, yeah. We always so have a good time.
It will be fun. So.
Thank you so much,
Thanks
Jenny.
Again.
Thank you.
Go see the Throwdown.
Yep.
Art Walk, April 12th. And check the calendar for everything else.
That's right.
Okay.
And I'm Allie.
I'm Callie. And whatever you do today, make sure it's creative.
The The Ali and Cali ArtCast is sponsored in part by Tubbs Coffee Roasters, globally sourced, locally roasted coffee. Scraps Barbecue, a locally owned catering company. The Ovation Company, standing for what is right and good. And Pyramid Printing, a Coeur d'Alene favorite for over two decades.